Now, another major problem is intravenous drug use and drug withdrawal. Now, people who use drugs aren't just people who are shooting up heroin addicts. It's also people who get on prescription drugs and they might have a very painful condition and they take drugs to deal with their pain, but then they have to stop taking the painkillers, and when they stop taking them, they have all kinds of unpleasant withdrawal symptoms. Well, now researchers at Stanford University in America think they may have come up with a way to make this, or I could say, to take some of the sting out of the tail of going cold turkey like this. This is Larry Chu and his colleagues, and what they did was to study strains of mice to see how they withdrew. Now, there are lots of different strains of mice. There are about 20 different strains of mice that we use in laboratories. And if they get given morphine or morphine-like drugs and then put into drug withdrawal, then some of the strains of mice behave differently to others. When mice are withdrawing from drugs, they tend to hop or jump a lot more. They become jumpy, just like a human does. But some of these mice don't. So the researchers wondered if there was something genetically different about these mice that meant they could tolerate withdrawal symptoms better than others. So they did a genetic screening, and they've published their paper in the Journal of Pharmacogenetics and Genomics in the current issue. And what they did was to compare the DNA sequences of mice that did jump a lot when they were withdrawing from drugs to mice that didn't, and they found a hotspot in a gene which is called HTR3A. And this gene, in fact, is one we already know about. It's the gene that makes the receptor for the brain's feel-good chemical, serotonin, 5-hydroxytryptamine. And there's already a drug on the market called ondansetron, which is given to people who have nausea and vomiting, and especially chemotherapy patients who get nausea and vomiting because of their chemotherapy drugs, and it's very effective. So, because they'd found this difference in this receptor, the researchers wondered, well, what would happen if we gave some of this drug to our mice? So they gave their mice some of this ondansetron, and the animals all jumped a lot less, suggesting that it seemed to be making their withdrawal symptoms a lot better. So, because this drug already is licensed for use in humans, they then went and recruited 8 volunteers, gave them some morphine, and then put them into a withdrawal state, which you can do by giving a morphine-blocking drug called naloxone. And in half the subjects, they had previously given them a dose of this ondansetron, and half they gave a placebo. And the ones who got the placebo were far worse off than the people who had the ondansetron. Now, they're not saying this is the answer to preventing all kinds of withdrawal symptoms, but what they are saying is this could be the start of a way of looking at this problem and making withdrawal symptoms a lot less unpleasant, because when we try and treat addicts at the moment, all we do is to substitute one addiction for another. We give them methadone or other drugs, which basically satisfy the craving, but they don't make the addictive symptoms go away if they stop. And that's the nut we need to crack. And this could be one way to do it.
Interesting. It'd be interesting to see how the research goes from there.